From Pacifica's KPFT in Houston, this is Lesbian and Gay Voices, a show for and about the gay and lesbian community. This is Jack Falinski, and I don't know where Deborah Bell is right now, but she's on her way. Tonight on our show, we're going to have an interview with Kirk Kempner from Austin. He's an openly gay musician. He'll be here next week in Anderson Fair. He has a couple albums and CDs out. We'll be talking to him. But let's hear some music from Kirk Kempner.
To ride the American dream. What I felt for you wasn't make-believe. I just couldn't give you all you need.
So a dream all this time, is that the answer you will give? Guess you're free to change your mind. What kind of life are you going to live? What am I supposed to tell the kids? Believe in me.
Maggie, I'm sorry, but I can't go on.
Why in the hell did you wait so long?
I don't know, I guess I've been changed.
Thank you. That was the music of Kurt Kempner from his Wrinkle in Time CD, which will be debuted in Houston next week at Anderson Fair. Kurt is a gay male singer and geologist from Austin, and he's going to be talking to me, Deborah Bell, and Jack Polinsky tonight about his break into the music scene, because Austin's really known for its music scene. But I guess, Kurt, you're one of the few openly gay male singers out there right now.
Well, in Austin, I'm sure there are a couple others, but I'm certainly open about it. And the Austin scene is a real big lesbian singer-songwriter scene, but for some reason there don't seem to be as many males as females in the kind of folk rock music genre.
Yeah, I understand you actually had to be made an honorary lesbian.
That's true, because there's a bar up here in Austin called Kansas, which is really a great bar. That's where lots of singer-songwriters perform, and they have several wonderful women, local women, play there, and women on tour. But I play there a lot. There's no kind of corresponding gay men's bar in Austin that features local or live music. So,
mm-hmm.
So anyway, the lesbian music scene here is very strong, and hopefully the more gay male singer-songwriters will come forward too. But
we certainly need more of the men's music, I think, as well as what we have traditionally had available to us from the feminist community and the lesbian festivals and like that.
Yeah.
Your CD, Wrinkle in Time, does contain two songs that can relate to the gay experience. One we just heard, Heart of the Family, which is about a married man who comes out to his wife. And then later on, we're going to be hearing Safe Sex.
Oh, good for you.
But I understand that not all of your songs have a political or issue-oriented bent, that they come from other aspects of your life as well, such as your being a geologist.
Yeah. This is my third release. It's my second CD, and I had a cassette out. And typically, there's been, a couple songs that are related to gay issues or experiences, just because that's certainly a significant part of my life and the experiences I've had. But more than anything, we're individuals, and even though we share being homosexual, there's a lot of other aspects of our lives that are completely different from one another. So I just write songs about the different, mainly emotional things that I experience or go through or see in other people. And then there are some things with geology, like the title track, Wrinkle in Time, is it's about Copper Canyon, a train ride that goes down Copper Canyon in Mexico, which is an area I camped out for about 6 months doing, making a geologic map. And anyway, you feel when you study the land for a significant period of time and learn how that land evolved, you feel a real strong tie with the land, and it's about as close to religion as I get. So,
And also our place in it, in that wrinkle of time.
That's right. The perspective of human time compared to geologic time, it's on a different scale, and it's so few humans have that perspective of how long the Earth has taken to evolve, not only the land, but the living creatures, and we're just part of that process, and we kind of, it's difficult for most people to perceive the whole process and how short a time we've actually been part of it.
Mm-hmm. And has music always been part of your life?
Yes, I have. Both my parents are classical musicians. My mom's a cellist in the Mexico Symphony Orchestra, and my father's a conductor back in Albuquerque. So I grew up playing the violin, and they tried to steer me into a classical music career. But even though I love classical music, I always was moved more by popular music, and loved the guitar, and finally when I was away at college, I got my own guitar, and even though I'm a much better violin player than a guitarist, that's where my real love of music lies.
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't perform alone on your CD. I noticed that you have quite an ensemble of people. Now, do you usually perform with a group, or are you a solo performer?
No, I prefer to play with other people, and when for our CD release in Houston next week, I'll have a stand-up bass player, Pat Whitefield, who's excellent, and a guitarist, Jim Brower, who is one of the best guitar players in Austin. And neither of them are gay, but they're great musicians, and it's wonderful to play with them.
Do you tour much?
I don't. I'm in school. I'm in a PhD program here at University of Texas, and
it's pretty hard to split your time, then, isn't it?
It's very difficult, and this semester in particular has been difficult. The CD actually came out here in Austin this summer, and I've waited until the end of the semester to do it down in Houston just because I've been too busy, and so I do find myself stretched a little thin at times, but I really love music, and if I can ever figure out how to make a career in music financially, I would probably go that direction.
Mm-hmm. You were in Houston, I guess not too long ago, but you had something really unfortunate happen. Why don't you share with us a little bit about what happened?
Oh, gladly, because we're still really heartbroken. I had a friend who got married on October 9th, and my partner and I drove down to be part of the wedding. I played violin at the wedding, and at the wedding reception, which was at the Bistro Vino around 7 p.m. that night, sometime between 7 and 10 p.m., we had our pickup truck stolen, and the pickup truck had a camper shell, and we have three golden retrievers that were in back that were also taken. So that was 6 or 7 weeks ago, and to this date, there's been no sign of you know, trucker dogs, and we've been really looking hard, but just haven't had any luck. So,
and as I understand it, as far as you're concerned, the thieves can keep the truck, but you're really concerned about your furry children,
right?
And their names are Blanca, Buckles, and Austin. And the postcard that was sent out to promote the album debut has these pictures of these faces that are just, you know, so sweet. And I know you're missing these guys. And they could have been let out and left to fend for themselves. They could have been picked up and taken to a shelter. Somebody could have said, oh, these are beautiful dogs. Let me take them home with me. So you're really looking for the return of these three golden retrievers to your home. And
yeah.
if people are interested in, you know, if they've seen them or if they have some idea about this, maybe they could call a certain number. What?
Sure. I have a brother in Houston. His phone number is 880-5291.
5291. What's his name?
Peter.
Now, if you have any idea about these dogs or the truck, because it might be nice to get it back if that's possible, but especially the animals, please give Peter a call at 880-5292. 91.
Right, at the end. But, yeah, the oldest dog is 10 years old, and his name is Austin. He's a very red golden retriever. And when I went to camp out in Mexico for 6 months, he was with me that whole time, and he's been bitten by a rattlesnake. He's run into porcupines, skunks. He's survived numerous encounters. He's including the Mexican immigration, where he was stuck for a couple days. But anyway, we've shared a lot of experiences together, and I'd really like to at least make his last few years comfortable, because he's already getting a little bit of arthritis in his back. So, yes, I would really, that's what we're hoping most for Christmas, is to find our dogs.
Well, maybe the benefit at Anderson Fair will help, too.
I hope so. I hope people come out.
I think Jack has a question for you.
Yeah, okay. Tell us a little bit about how you write your songs, how you put them together.
I am much more, I write my, most of my songs, I write the music first.
Uh-huh.
And I sit around, usually by myself, and I kind of construct a song and a melody. And lots of times I'll just sing words to the music without having any realization of what I'm saying, but certainly the emotion of that music or what, how I'm feeling is expressed. And eventually I'll happen upon words which will spark an idea. I think when I kind of let my subconscious mind work in that process, I tend to say phrases or a few words that express or follow the expression in the music, and it usually sparks an idea or a theme that then I start writing, really consciously writing the lyrics to, and that's a much harder process for me. It's a lot more work, and the music comes a lot more easily. So.
Anderson Fair, of course, has been the home of people like Lyle Lovett and Nancy Griffith, you'll be there next week. Now, the postcard has a day and a date that don't mix.
That's right, and I've corrected that since. I'm sorry.
So is it December 2nd?
It's December 2nd.
Which is a Thursday.
That's right.
Thursday, December 2nd. And that will be starting at 8 p.m. over at Anderson Fair, which is right down the street from our studios at 2007 Grant Street, right over behind Texas Art Supply.
That's right. This is tricky to find. So if you can find Texas Art Supply on, what is that, Montrose?
Right.
Then Grant Street runs right and is right behind Texas Art Supply.
And proceeds from this show actually will go to the retriever rescue efforts, and hopefully maybe by the time you're back in Houston you can retrieve your pets, and it can just be a benefit for the group instead of for the animals.
Yeah. We've got one. We're going to put up a billboard for 2 weeks in December, and that's, most of the proceeds are going to come to pay towards that billboard.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for being with us this evening on Lesbian and Gay Voices. We're going to go hear your tune now, Safe Sex. And thanks for being with us, Kurt.
I appreciate your support.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Everybody, have you heard? Sing along and spread the word. Safe sex is the latest craze of sin. Now this solo and mutual masturbation doesn't have to be penetration. Now let's all have safe sex tonight. Yeah, but if you need a phallic pain, make your mighty bell ring. You can put a dildo to good use. But if inorganic things scare you, a long green zucchini will do. Now let's all have safe sex tonight. Latest craze. You can be alone and still get laid. Dial 976-LICK. Yeah, you wrap one hand around the phone. The other hand is free to roam. Now let's all have safe sex tonight. I don't be a fool now, think instead. Remember what our mama said. Better safe than sorry now, my dear. And the next time you take a lover to bed,
Kurt. That's Kurt Kempner. He's talking about safe sex, and that's from his new, just-to-be-released CD, Wrinkle in Time, Kurt Kempner, out of Austin. So